listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, Seeker Souls. Thank you so much for being here. Another Wisdom of the Ancients show. I'm Ian Shelley, and I really am grateful that everyone has gathered here for another transmission, more transmutation, more messages from the divine through our incredible speakers. And we have a great show planned for you today. We are bringing back someone with a whole new, fresh topic, someone who I know many of you have really come to enjoy working with. But right now, let's all invoke the ancient ones. Let's all get into our heart space and invite and invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to support us today. They already are. And so we are all in deep gratitude to each other, for each other, and to all the beautiful ancient ones for being here with us today. Let's all step into our power and awaken our sovereignty during this time. Each and every one of us, we play a critical, critical role, especially in this time. And I think many of you can actually feel that. You can feel how important you are. You know, just feel into that. Feel into your power, your inherent divinity, your essence. Just feel into that, because you are here for a reason, and we are awakening and realizing and recognizing and remembering our sovereignty. So I'm pretty excited. You might be able to tell. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Imuna Milanowicz is a natural born healer, a starseed, a midwife for your awakening process. She has been a healer, a teacher, and clairvoyant and intuitive all her life. She is here to help you transmute old energies, fulfill your purpose, and create the life you truly desire. She has healed herself of many conditions using the modalities she'll be sharing about today. She's been witness as she's held space of countless others healing from many distinct issues as well, and it is her purpose to help those who are ready to fully awaken. She works with source energy and your higher self, as well as the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, and Sirians, to help with the ascension process. The time is now to awaken, and Imuna and her team are committed to helping those who are ready to shift into their full power and radiate their true essence and divine essence and sovereignty. So welcome, Imuna. Welcome back to Wizard of the Ancients.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you. I was telling Ian the energy is booming today. I might fly out of this place, decombust, but we're going to go there. But I'm glad and grateful, so grateful to be with all of you. Thank you for showing up today.
Absolutely. Yes, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And Imuna, yeah, by all means, you know, on that cosmic rocket ship, on that rocket ship of enlightenment, let's absolutely, we can ascend to the stratosphere or deep inside our inner stillness. Either one, right? It's all the same. Well, let me just share with everyone what you're going to be talking about. Today, everyone, Imuna is going to be talking about star seeds to star blossoms. So it's really about the time. And, you know, we spoke about that a little bit in the beginning, just, you know, not really in conversation, but we just mentioned it is time. The world is going through the Great Awakening. I think all of us can feel it in some capacity. And some of us are making sense of it, and some of us are not making sense of it. But we know something's going on. There really are these seeds within us that are ready to bloom. And that's what Imuna is going to be talking about, to be sovereign, connected, and really share what you came here for, because when you go deep and you go into the stillness, you know that you are here for a purpose. And some of us have this feeling that it's an immense purpose, and others believe that our purpose is to share a smile to strangers. It doesn't really matter what your purpose is. The important part is that we are authentic and step into our integrity and embrace and embody whatever purpose that is. So Imuna is going to be doing readings. So, of course, many of you have been on the show before, and you know that Imuna is highly clairvoyant, and she's able to really zone in and connect with your higher self. So you can ask Imuna if you are a starseed. So am I a starseed? and what planet or stars do I most resonate with? So however that question comes out of your mouth, it's totally fine. What planet or stars you're most connected with, and are you a starseed, so you can ask about your star family. And then as always, we also have a meditation, activation, process, guided journey, something like that for all of us, group healing on the show. And today is no different. Imuna is going to be taking everyone through a meditation, and it's a very special one today. So Imuna, share with everyone the meditation you'll be taking everyone through.
Yes. Well, what's come through is a very special star seed decree that I channeled. And so we're going to go through the star seed decree and really anchor in our sovereignty and do a meditation to stand in our sovereign self, to clear any energy from our field and really leave here grounded, solid in our connection, our sovereignty, and really invoking our power in the highest light. So I'm very excited. It's a new meditation and it was created just for this time.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. You know, you've mentioned that we are all playing a game, and I think, you know, we have a certain understanding that we're in the matrix and in the illusion. But, you know, when you speak about playing the game and the role that we play and dark forces and the global awakening process, can you, in your own words, share with us a little bit about what you mean about how this is a game right now?
Yes. And I mean, sometimes we really need to see it as a game or we could go crazy, right? Like, what is going on here? This is so intense. And yet in our heart, in our soul, we know that we were literally born for this time. And when I say there's a game, there's a game. There's just like in a game, like a baseball game, there's two teams, right? One can say there's the light team and the dark team. And guess what? They both work under Source. And it's like, what? Source would have a dark team too? No way. And yet there's like the scale of energy. And within the dark side, the light side, we can all be at different spectrums of light based on our frequency, based on our energy. So you may feel sometimes low and dark because you're in a place of fear or anger or worry or doubt. And then your energy shifts and you're like, whoa, what happened? And just like other times, you can be high on that mountaintop, connected to the divine, feeling the love, shining it out. And so what I have come to know through my own journey and with my guides and teachers and what I'm being shown is this is indeed a game. And we came here, the purpose of the game is mastery. Mastery of our energy and returning to our sovereignty, remembering, waking up. So the dark forces are serving us. The dark forces are coming out and showing us what we need to say no to, what we need to take our power back and say, yeah, you know, I'm going to look right in the eye and say, no, that does not work for me. And something that's really, really important that I want us all to understand is that the dark forces can work in all different ways by instilling fear, instilling hate, division, separateness, doubt, right? We've talked about this before, and we've started clearing all those layers of dense energy that we've been programmed with, and that's helping us to wake up, right? And as we keep clearing those dense layers, we wake up deeper and deeper. But it's also important to know that even right now, we're seeing all kinds of arguments. We're seeing the dark come out. We're seeing arguments about vaccines, no vaccines, all of this. But what we have to remember is if we drop our frequency to anger, fear, get into opposition, we are lowering our frequency and being in the dark, not as dark as the dark forces. And I'm not saying let's not look at them. Absolutely not. We need to stand in our sovereignty, face them, but in a calm, collected way, just say, no, I do not accept that, without dropping our frequency, standing in truth. This is the role of the light workers, the star seeds. And we're here for this. And I was joking, saying it's like a real life Star Wars. And the funniest thing is, growing up, I never watched Star Wars. You know, I've always heard about it. It's an epic part of our history in our world. And yet my guides had me watch it in the last week or two leading up to this. And I was blown away by how it's so clear within that, you know, Darth Vader was Luke's father, and he went to the dark side, But he was a Jedi. He was in the light side. But he chose because he thought that the dark side had all this tremendous power, right? That's mm-hmm. the ego, right? The ego feeds us. It lures us. Yeah, I'm going to have power. But the misnomer is that that power is more powerful than the light. The light is the greatest power. And, you know, Yoda says that to him. The light is the greatest power. But he also warns Luke when Luke is going to stand in battle with his father, the dark side, do not let them take you into fear, anger, or hate, right? And in the last episode, when he's meeting the emperor who's the dark side, the emperor's like, oh, yes, get into your hate, get into your anger, as he's destroying things and hurting him. And Luke's job is to stay in the light as a Jedi master, right? And this is our role. Our role is to be Jedi masters, to look the darkness right in the face and say, no, you don't scare me. You are not true. And the more each of us stands up in that light, literally the dark falls away. It's like the energy of it. It has no power. But we give it power if we get into our fear and our divisiveness. So that's something we have to be really careful of. And that's the game that we're playing right now.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, just thinking about the light of one candle. You know, darkness and light is, it's all pretty much the same thing, but it is the aspect that the darkness brings, and the various shadow sides and the various energies and agenda that might be, part of the darkness per se. And then, you know, if you look at, this is quite interesting. If you look at the word bloom that you've used, you know, if you think of a seed that is in the darkness, right, the seed is underneath the soil, right? But the light and the warmth, you know, that seed emerges from that darkness, right? Where it's like pitch black and it emerges from the darkness. And the next thing you know, it's the most exquisite, exquisite flower, like with that is just, you know, blessing the earth with beautiful, beautiful fragrance, right? I mean, just whoever walks by, oh my gosh, that jasmine, like, where is that? Where is that scent coming from, right? But that jasmine was once a seed right there under the soil in pitch black. So just continuing.
I love it. Absolutely, right? That's why, you know, we tune in to the words, and the divine chooses the words so appropriately, because that's the journey, right? From darkness to light. And it's also the journey for those playing the dark role, right? We can help them see the light by shining our light, as you said, with the candle, right? One candle lights up, and the dark are learning too. We literally all came here to have this experience and to learn, and like, which power do we want? The power based on greed and evil and hatred and divisiveness, or the power that comes from love, source, truth, harmony, creation? It's so beautiful. And I love the, you know, the bloom is the flower, because we talked about this on the last call, the sovereign essence that's within each of us. We each have our unique flavor, fragrance, our transmission. And that's also connected to what star family we're from, what connections we have. Like, we're this sacred, geometric, beautiful form that's here to bring our unique light, right? And to stand in the truth of that, in our sovereignty. And again, to choose with our consciousness. That's an important part of the path. Sometimes we have to see the darkness in order to make that choice within our soul that says, no, I don't choose that anymore. Right. I choose this truth. And that's a powerful, powerful moment of choice for sovereign beings to make.
Right, right. And my framework, my belief framework, is that we can't do it alone. And we're not meant to do it alone. Well, because we're all connected, right? We're all one. And we're meant to lift each other up. We're all meant to do that. So, you know, taking the analogy a little further, you know, of that seed, you know, the sun and the water and the warmth, you know, are others that are helping to germinate that seed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about star seeds and why we feel such, many of us feel sometimes a sense that we would rather be elsewhere. that we have a pull, if you will, to go home. And that's also the essence and the energy of others also that might be calling us or whispering to us, or are we connecting with our star family. So talk a little bit about that, why we feel there's a bit of a pull to go home, and what do we connect and bring in what is really ours to do at this time?
Beautiful. Yes. So star seeds, right? We feel this yearning to be somewhere else because we do belong somewhere else. We actually came to Earth on a mission. We're all on a mission, and we are incarnating as earthlings from the places that we have chosen to come from, many different stars. There's millions and millions of stars in the galaxy, and many of us have incarnated in many different dimensions, higher dimensions, different roles, and we do have a family. We have so much family. We're not separate, but part of the matrix of illusion was we forgot that when we came here. That was part of the game of waking up, right? Part of the game, seeing like, oh, I'm all alone, this is hard, whatever your parents that you had, whatever support you didn't have, you know, which was my case. But that guided me to find the true support that I was yearning for. And that support is first off in source energy, the divine, which is massive love and consciousness holding everything. Then there's divine mother and father, which, you know, are the parents of us, not our birth parents, right? The birth parents are the people we chose to learn certain lessons and teach us certain things. Because again, let's remember the game. We're here to be masters of our energy. We're here to wake up. And what I've been shown is that star seeds, we came here specifically for this time, specifically. And yet we are here, and the team, I feel them all. They want so much for us to all be connected, because we are connected. And when you're here, you're the one that volunteered to come to Earth in the body form. That's a courageous mission. And be the conductor of energy, the transmitter of energy, like you're a broadcaster. But you're broadcasting from that planet or star of origin, the frequencies that energy is already awakened in, right? So we each have come for this time, this mission. And when I say bloom, woo, it's like, we're opening up to that. We're waking up to that. It's being ignited because it's planted within our DNA. It's planted within ourselves. And all of the restrictions and torment and like stuff that the dark, it's getting our attention. And then we go deeper inside and it's like, whoa, there's something more. Whoa. But the biggest thing is we're not meant to be afraid. We are so loved, so supported. And my mission, my purpose, what I'm feeling called right now is, you know, we've created these ways to help you connect and feel your star family and know them and be in union with them, because we're not meant to go home or back to the stars yet. We're here on a mission, but we can be connected to the stars and be here. And I believe that's what we're here to do, is awaken to that multidimensional reality, because as you know, and most of the listeners here know, we are so much more than what we think. We are so multidimensional and expansive, and there's so much more to us when we start to open it and clear those dense energies and clear off kind of the costume that we took on to come here and wake up to the unique energies that we each have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to remember our sovereignty. I think all of us, we go through the day, the week, life, if you will, and forget. We forget. Mm-hmm. We forget our essence, and we forget our sovereignty, and we don't embody our true selves. We kind of get mired in the 3D existence, and sometimes we feel like a little bit of a feather in the wind, just getting moved around. And sometimes we feel super grounded, like a solid mountain, and super connected. So I think we go through these phases, if you will, of either being connected or disconnected.
Totally. And as you're saying it, I see it like a video game, right? Like you're going through life and then all of a sudden here comes this distraction. Oop, is it going to take you off and drop your frequency? I don't know. Are you going to let it? What thoughts are you going to think? Or are you going to like go, oh, I see you. No, that's not true. Coming back to alignment, right? If you see it like a game, right? And you're getting points by staying in your sovereignty, but every time you get into fear and upset and divisiveness, ooh, you lose a little bit of power, and then we've got to work to get our power back, right? So it's very interesting, and it's quite normal, right? This is the game that we all signed up for, so we're going to feel different ways at different times, but it's time to really take our power back in the sense of, oh, I don't have to be so pulled by these things. I'm the master of my consciousness, my reality. I've got to take care of my energy and meet the world from that place. And it requires some discipline and some intention to do that. And that's what I've been learning and guiding is this, you know, this is evolving as we keep growing and evolving. It's like the next part is revealed. And that's what keeps it fun, right? It would be quite boring if it just stayed the same, stagnant. We've got to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah, and really recognize our true essence. You know, we've been talking about sovereignty, and that's actually the theme for this particular season is awakening to our sovereignty. And, you know, personally, I just felt it was so, so, so important to hold discussions and really bring sovereignty to the centerpiece of these discussions. And that's something that you're bringing today. You're bringing the discussion and the wisdom around sovereignty. So talk to us a little bit, because I like to get different perspectives. I think that's how we, the universe talks to us, you know, so, you know, one person will hear it from you and the next person will hear it from someone else, because that's just how the resonance works. But talk to us about sovereignty from what you understand right now in terms of why we really need to be sovereign now, because you've spoken a lot about now is the time, now is the time. Mm. So share with us where that's coming from.
Yes, thank you. So it is, I mean, this feels to me, it is the time of sovereignty. So I love that you're tuned in and that's the message you're getting as well. And so, you know, this is about us being mindful of what we listen to, what we consume, where we focus our energy. Again, it comes back to sovereign. I am taking my power back. I'm not a victim. I'm in control of my energy, right? But what's required is our intentionality. So every day now, I've created these meditations that have come through, and I do them all myself as well, and I've been having my clients do them. And we're going to do this one later at the end of the session, so you'll get to feel it. But it's about coming into our center, reminding ourselves that we are connected, connected to the earth, grounded, connected to source. And so the way I see it, it's like we put our sovereign crown above our head. It's like the crown of divinity, the crown of source. That's the part of me that is sovereign or, you know, in charge of my life. And I am by the thoughts that I create, the feelings I have, the things I choose. We are so, so powerful. But what's happened in our earth and why I'm saying it's important now is we've all been kind of steered, you know, in this like world that's been created through the media and through entertainment. And they tell us what to think and what to feel. And then there's people that show up as spiritual teachers even. And we think, oh, because they have a lot of followers, oh, I'm going to listen to whatever they say. And we just take it, you know, like people right now are just listening to the media spout off whatever they say. And we go, oh, that must be true. Rather than thinking for ourselves and coming to that center within. And so what I've been learning and the lessons my soul has been experiencing is if I'm not in that sovereign energy where I'm connected, whole, calling in the light, really clearing my energy and making sure, right, being sovereign is declaring this is my energy space and nothing will enter it that is of a malevolent force, a dark force, like no. But if I don't have that intention and I'm just kind of moving around the earth, you know, lackadaisical, just kind of open, which we all, you know, we're so loving, trusting beings that we don't know. We're just like, yes, I love that. Oh, you're speaking love. I love it. But in the meantime, if we're not mindful, we can have other energies come in that manipulate our life. And again, it's not to scare us. It's part of the game, because the game is, are you going to move into your power? And as we're shining more and more light and waking up to more and more light, the darkness is being exposed. It's not that there's more darkness. It's just that we're seeing it. It's like coming up because the light is showing up, right? You turn the lights on, whoop, you can see everything that you couldn't see in the dark. So the more of us get in our sovereignty, and sovereignty is also a grounded place. Like I said at the beginning, it's not an emotional space of, what are you doing? Like that's off center. You're going to be more powerful standing strong, connected, present in your heart and saying, here's what we're doing, or no, thank you, right? Think for a moment, like if something's coming at you and you're feeling stressed and you want to say no, feel into saying no from your mind. Like someone's like, can you do this, this, that, that? And you're like, no, no, that's from my mind. But when I drop into my heart and my center and my sovereignty, and I look at this thing and I go, is this right for me? And I feel into it and the answer is no. Then from my heart, I just say, no, that's not going to work. Thank you. And it's just like, it just goes away. There's no force. There's no friction. So we've got to be mindful of finding that center, staying in that place. And the, we're able to do that the more we feel connected, supported, connected to our true nature. And that's why, you know, we've created this next level of connection for everyone. So you feel that. And there's ways of getting into that sovereign presence every day because we want you to walk through the earth at this time in that place and be strong, courageous in your body, in your truth, and shine your light, right? So it's a very centered place versus a erratic place where, like you said, Ian, we could like move like a leaf all around, right? We're not centered. And so it's time to be sovereign, be connected, tune into what's true, and find that truth within, not what someone tells us, but what we know from our centeredness, right? Mm-hmm. Even in the Star Wars, you know, it's like you can feel the force. Right? The force is real, but you can feel, oh, is something off in the force? Is there a disturbance in the force? Like we're all sensitive and we've got to really attune our force and connect it to our source, right? And come from that place.
Tune your force, connect it to your source. That is wonderful. I love that.
So that someone just came through. I was
someone
like,
write
wow.
that down and let's put that on the in the group page or something. Tune your force and connect that to your source. It's basically saying that, because what I wrote down when you were speaking was the difference between saying creating healthy boundaries and saying no from your mind and creating healthy boundaries and saying no from your heart. That's really what tune your force and connect it to your source is. It's entering into their heart space, connecting into source and staying within that space
and in the force.
And in your power, right? In your power, in your power, right? Yeah.
And that's where real change will come, right? Because it's not divisive. It's not separating. And that's what we have to realize, right? Is mm-hmm. really like coming to that place that we can truly change. And that's what blooming means, coming into our full force, our full connection to source and connection to our light. Mm-hmm. Come, and like you said, coming from our heart, grounded, centered, right? Because, you know, the dark forces will say, oh, you're just a conspiracist. Oh, you're just a this. Oh, you're just a crazy crystal lady, right? That's what they did to Marianne Williamson. She was standing in her light. You're just a crazy crystal lady. Well, that's what they try to do. Throw those rocks, knock you off your center, make you doubt. So the more we clear our frequencies and we are connected and solid and feeling the support of our team that's rooting us on because we came here on this mission, we can stand there and we can say, okay, thank you. That's not true. And speak from our heart to the truth. And I've always known this, you know, I felt this in my heart. The truth is simple and you know it when you feel it. We know truth. It resonates with our body. When we are in that alignment, we can feel it. When we're not in alignment, it's a lot harder to know what's true and what's not. And then we get into confusion, which drops our frequency.
Right. And you know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about discernment. I'm also thinking about witness observer. So when we're in alignment, then the witness observer will create the buffer of space, if you will, between yourself and the situation so that you can respond accordingly versus react. But a lot of that is also tied into discernment, which is truly, truly an amazing spiritual value if we have discernment. And I know the great teachers throughout the ages, all spiritual traditions and customs and the sages have always spoken about discernment. So let's bring discernment into the conversation and have you share with discernment and how it fits into this.
Yeah, I mean, I think discernment, sovereignty, these are all the themes of this time of mastery and what we're learning. And when I speak of discernment, something I've noticed in my clients and people I've worked with is we can do great work and then all of a sudden they have low frequencies, they're feeling heavy, they have an attachment of some dark force because, again, they're all over the place and our job is to be sovereign. So when we are in that connected, aligned, sovereign space, you know, and I'm going to share with you the Starseed Decree, which helps you to create that space, as well as the Starseed, you know, 5-minute meditation to be sovereign. When we're in that space, it's like we've got an energetic shield. We have our force surrounding us, and we're not able to just, we can feel what's true. We're not letting unconscious thoughts, subconscious things come into our world and give us doubt. And I've even seen, especially with starseeds, light workers, powerful beings, that there's mechanisms that have been placed in us that we have to remove. And the energy transfer reset that we do, and especially the one we're going to be doing at this next level, is removing any of those devices that have helped made us feel disconnected from source. And powerful people, starseeds, even some great spiritual teachers, as you gain more power, that's how the darkness, again, playing their game, doing their role, gets to us. But our game is to wake up and say, no, you do not get to do that. You do not have power over me. I am in dominion of my energy, my soul, my being. And that's, instead of just taking everything as it comes, oh, I'll listen to this, I'll do that. Even when it comes to working with me, I tell everyone, be in your discernment, be in your power, feel if it's true for you or not. We need to take that moment to stop and feel, is this in resonance? And we can trust that if we're discerning and we've done our work to be sovereign. So they go hand in hand in helping us to do that and not just kind of walk around letting everything into our space. Because I've seen when we do, we can follow YouTube channels and this and that, and there's some great, great stuff. But there's a lot of stuff that is not pure and is not coming from pure truth. And that's where we need to be discerning, take care of our energy, protect our space, protect our force, so we can really vibrate and shine the energy we came to be. Right. So that's part of the mission, right, is to take care of our energy space. For me, I've learned that's the most important thing I can do every day. Like, I've got to take care of my energy from start to finish. I've got to do it in between sessions. I've got to do it in between everything. You know, I spent this morning just being in that place, clearing my energy, being totally in my truth and centered, because it's my intention to always come from total truth. Right? That's what we're here to serve. So you've got to feel it, but that's our job. And that's really what we've got, is that spiritual hygiene, right? To discern and be clear and come from our heart.
That's right, sister. That's right.
That's right, brother. Woo-hoo.
That's right. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's
everyone.
A time for courage, right? Sorry. Yeah. It's just a time to be courageous. And what I'm wanting to invoke, and maybe you hear it in my voice, it's like this passion of like, we are so much more. We don't have to be afraid. We just have to do the work to be in alignment and be in connection. And then we can really stand in that sovereignty. And the light, as Yoda said, is more strong than the dark, and it will defeat the dark. But we've got to stand in that light of truth, sovereignty, and broadcast what's ours to broadcast as our light, those light towers connected to the truth and the light that we came to bring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, what's so interesting is because I feel that we've shifted from light workers to light warriors. And I felt that about a month or so ago. And then all of a sudden, and I'm not saying I'm the first one to say that, by the way, but all of a sudden I started seeing that everywhere. Everyone is now, like in various teachers like yourself are saying warrior, warrior, warrior. And, you know, it's for me, it's warrior with a purpose of kind of stepping up and doing the work. Now, we're not just workers, we're warriors because there is this element of darkness that is really observing that we are rising up and we are accelerating at a faster pace. We are aligning with the energies that are coming through. We are aligning with the greater frequencies. And there's almost a kind of plot slash agenda, not to be a conspiracy theorist right now.
It's true though. They're increasing because it's keep we're us getting subjugated. More light. Yes. Yeah. And they're increasing their darkness to scare us because we are getting so powerful and we are coming together and we are standing in that light, right? But absolutely, I think, you know, when you're tuned into truth, those are the themes, being the light warriors, being sovereign, being discerning, coming back to the truth of our power. And that's why I thought it was so kind of hilarious of the universe. Inspiration comes and teachings in many ways when you're open and connected. And for me, it was watching Star Wars and I was seeing them like they're warriors for the light. Like this is their life. Like we are defending the galaxies. And I thought it was so cool too to see all these different, you know, galaxies, starseed families. Like there's all these different places, not just Earth. Right. But they're fighting for the galaxy from the dark forces that are ruling other planets. But there's this alliance that's coming together to stand and they've got their light shield and their light and they're just like the force and they stand, you know, it's powerful. It's powerful. And how long ago, you know, did George Lucas write this? And here it is happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to share with everyone in Munich, for anyone who joined later and didn't get to hear, so we will be doing very shortly, by the way, Amina is going to be connecting in and doing some live intuitive readings, and what she'll be doing is connecting in and letting you know if you are a starseed, so you can just ask her if you're a starseed or what planet or stars you're most connected with or most resonate with. So anything along that theme, really, Amina can help you out with that. And then also Amina is going to be doing a meditation, a process towards the end of the call, and that is going to be a starseed decree. It's a starseed decree meditation. So as always, we do have that towards the end of the show, so it's a wonderful way for us to actually bring the energy down and integrate whatever we have shared on the call. So that's going to be a little bit later on. But Amina, unless you have something you wanted to share, I would love to go to the phones and
do some readings
for a while.
Let's
great. Let's do that. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. *2 if you're on the phone or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box. And I'm going to go reverse order today, and I'm going to go to the webinar box first. So be great if we can go through as many of these as we can. All right. So Cynthia from Fair Oaks, California. I'm going to go to the webinar, so I'm going to read some questions. Am I a starseed? Please tell me about my star family and where I'm from and what my purpose is here.
Yes. So let me tune in, Cynthia. You're definitely a starseed. You're connected to the Pleiades as well as Orion. So some of us are going to be connected to more than one star, and some you're going to have more of a resonance with at this time in your journey, right? There's fractals of us. There's other places. Some of us are having these other dimensional lives, but we're here again to bring it to Earth. And so, yes, you are Pleiades and Orion.
Thank you. Okay, Johnny from San Jose, what is my home planet or star? Thank you.
You are connected to the Sirians, and yes, you're a starseed connected to the Sirians.
Okay, thank you. Lorraine from Greenhithe in New Zealand. Hopefully I pronounced that right, but anyway, Lorraine, you know who you are. Hello, Amina, can you please tell me which planet I'm from? Which star?
Yeah, you're a Palladian.
Mm.
Okay, and there's all different energies too, I just want to say. So like for me, I'm an Arcturian and a Palladian, and I also connect very much to Venus. And so like the Arcturian part of me, right, works with the Arcturians a lot. That's why they come in so strongly with the energy when I'm helping clear, because Arcturians are powerful transmitters, healers. They help dissolve the dense energies. And the Palladian part of me is like the love, the light worker, the relationship. Palladians are all about, you know, kind of love and care. And I'm also a relationship coach. That's been a passion of mine. So all of these things, it's like the intertwining, the broadcast that we have. And you could look these things up more to see why, and you'll feel that resonance. And then I also will talk about it more later, but I've created a meditation so you can go to your star planet and really connect with those energies.
Beautiful. Yeah, because we have the power, you know. We have that. So very often it's a case of just being shown and going through, for example, a meditation or a process that someone like Amina will actually have a channel for our benefit. And then once we go through that, we can do it by ourselves quite often. So, can't wait to find out about that in just a little while. This is Kirsty from Norway. Kirsty writes in, am I a star seed and what planet or stars do I resonate with?
Yeah, I'm getting strong for you, Andromedan. Yeah, and that's a loving, benevolent, telepathic race. Andromedans are really here. There's a lot more Andromedans coming in. Usually we hear about the Palladians, Arcturians. I'm feeling a lot more Andromedans coming in, and they're definitely benevolent beings that are really here to help wake us up.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing peace and love and clearing some of the enslavement, the negative dark energy. So yeah, there's more Andromedan. So
yeah, interesting, because that's where I'm originally from too, Andromeda.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. This is Tracy from La Flèche in Canada. Am I a star seed, and what planet or stars resonate with me?
Yes, you are. For some reason, they just showed me such deep purple energy. So you're part of the indigo crystal rainbow energy, right? And you hear about that. This deep purple energy that I see coming through you. So you probably have lots of clairvoyant energy, clearing empathy, but there's this deep spiritual essence that feels very indigo.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Nina from Lund in Sweden, she writes in a slightly different question. Dear Amina, how lovely it would be if you could sense what is my purpose on earth during these times. Thank you, Nina.
Mm-hmm. You're showing me, I see you just like standing in your heart and emanating love. Like you're standing tall, strong, as we talked about, sovereign, and I just see you like shining your heart out and emanating massive amounts of light from your heart. That's your purpose. And if you did everything from that place of emanating love in your sovereign truth, wow, powerful energy, right? And it's amazing because when you can picture that with Nina, and then you could imagine if we were all doing that, the world would have to shift. It's just no way that the light, the darkness could sustain all of that light, right? Us being in our sovereignty.
Truth there, truth. All right, let's go to the phones. And so, all right, here we go. Let's go to Salt Lake City, Utah. And last four digits of the phone number are 5749. Salt Lake City, Utah, you're live.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to pick me.
Hello. You're connected.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. I so resonate with you and appreciate what, you know, you're saying. So I guess I'm just asking the same. I pretty much know I'm a starseed. But I do feel like I resonate with so many different other planetary systems. So what would you say I am?
Let me see. I feel that there's a lot to you. The Palladians are very strong with you. They're number one, kind of showing up like first in the forefront. And then overall, though, you're a light worker, which light workers come from a lot of different planets and realms, but we're here to bring light. So I'd say you're a light worker. So you're able to connect to lots of different levels of consciousness, very interplanetary, like a humanitarian, like making peace through all the planets, right? No division. but you also connect very much with the Palladians.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. How does that resonate for you?
Yeah, it does. It totally does.
Yeah. You're a peacemaker.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, let's go to Oregon, Bend, Oregon. The last four digits of the phone number are 29. Wait a minute, where'd you go? 2954. There was a jump on my screen. Okay, 2954, Bend, Oregon, you're live.
Hi there. My name is Doris, and I am calling to sign. I want to know if I am a starseed and what planet or star do I resonate the most with, and my purpose now, like how am I supposed to show up? Is there something specific that I should be doing?
Great. Thank you, Doris. Let me tune in. Whew, they're saying, they're just saying, your purpose is to love. I hear them booming it. Your purpose is to love. You're a Venusian, so you're very connected to the planet of Venus, the goddess, the feminine, love, relationship. But your purpose is to be a love. And now they're saying a love warrior, right? So sovereign in your heart, standing for truth, but beaming love. So there's this discernment and this truth that you're able to see, but it's really important you bring that quality of love into it as you deliver truth. And it's like it slices, right? So you have this loving discernment that is truth that kind of melts away untruths. And it feels like you're doing that through your interactions with family, with friends, with people you meet, standing in that place of love and truth. You know, and so it's important for all of us to know. Some of us are going to have bigger purposes in terms of talking to more people. And it's not bigger isn't even the right word. We're just all in our positions in different places. And we're positioned in certain families, groups of people, because those are the people we're here to influence with our life. So your purpose is love. Be that warrior. Tell the truth with discernment, staying in your heart, connected to Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're
for,
welcome.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Okay, let's go to someone's calling in on their computer. So you put your name in there as Willie Prophet. You are live.
Hi, are you there, Willie?
Anyone home? Hello. Take yourself off mute. All right, we'll see if we can come back.
Well,
okay,
blessing so to you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Tacoma, Washington, 8271, the last four digits, you're live.
Hi, this is Linda, and I too
am
interested. I think I'm from Flady, I'm not sure. I'm a Fladian.
Okay. And
I'd like to know my purpose at this point.
Yes, beautiful. You definitely feel like an old soul. You have a lot of wisdom, and the Palladians are record keepers for the earth, right? And so you've been around for a long time. And so you have lots of wisdom. Wisdom is coming through really strong for you. And you have this beautiful love, creative energy, right? And so, and it's also about like being loving, kind, elevating women, children, families, like just very humane, yet spiritually evolved. And you're definitely here to help the earth expand its consciousness from that place of love. But you're definitely an old soul. So you have ancient wisdom, hence you're attracted to the wisdom of the ancients.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, so trust that. And see, for all of us, the more we're in our sovereign state, the more we're in that connection, the more we feel connected to our, you know, family of origin, that power, the force, the more we can stand and really trust. It requires trust and courage, trust in ourselves to go forward and be those light warriors, holding the space for truth. So you got this, and share your beautiful wisdom with your beautiful heart.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Cypress, California on the phone. Cypress, California, 3467, you're live.
Hi, this is Barbara. Thank you so much for getting me. Yeah, I feel like I'm a star planet, and I feel like I'm from the third planet, Electra, but I don't know for sure. I would love to know more about, I feel like I'm connected to the Palladians and a lot. I feel like I'm connected to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me just tune in. Yeah, and that's what I mean. There's so many planets and stars, so many that we don't even know and have names for. So when you said Electra, I hadn't heard that, but I get that, yes, you are connected to that, right? So there's a truth.
Is that my home planet?
Let me ask, is that her home planet? Yeah, I get a strong yes for that. Yes. And so the more that you can connect with that, and I'm going to be sharing how a little later on, you're going to open up that energy and feel supported, right? So it's our home planet, but again, we're here and meant to be here. I also feel you have strong connections to the Andromedans and the Palladians and the Sirians, they're telling me. So you have kind of these four interplanetary connections that are going on.
Of course, I'm from Lemuria. I'm writing a bio about my life. I remember.
You're a very multidimensional being, right? And so giving permission to be that, and we're here to be that multidimensional, but grounded into the earth. Thank you, because that's the other point I really wanted to mention, is that sometimes the star seeds, we yearn to like go to our planet, hang out right in Lemuria, hang out in the stars, hang out, on those different planets. And not be here. But it's so imperative that we are here grounding that energy in. That's our mission. So that's why we want to be in that connection, yet fully grounded, fully choosing to be here with our star family, being the multidimensional being, shining that light, right? And you're going to do that through the book you write, the this, but be connected to the earth, fully grounded as you do it, so that it can be received into the earth, into the energy. That's what's needed. Does that make sense?
It all makes a lot of sense, yes. Is everybody a starseed person? Like, is every human? Or if not, what's the percentage? Do you know?
That's a good question. I was actually asking that earlier today. And I think there's a good percentage, but it's part of our awakening process, right? Some people are so caught up in the density that they can't even access that. So they're not having that evolved experience yet. It's part of our evolution. And some of us have already evolved through that, and some are still waiting to evolve.
Because a healer I know, she said everybody's from a star. So that's why I wanted to know. Do you think it's
everybody? Yeah, I had heard that. I had heard somebody say that too, actually. And then I thought, I don't know. I think it's possible for all of us, right? This is what I'm getting, that it's possible, but we're all at different stages of evolution. Yeah.
Thanks,
thank
Barbara. Good to hear
so
your
much.
Voice. Much love to you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank
bye,
you.
Sweetheart. Okay. Well, since you mentioned it, Imina, I would love it if you would share what you've brought to the community. We'll take some more callers and do some more questions, and then we'll go through the process. But I wanted to give Imina this opportunity because she's prepared a lovely offer that's really germane to what we're talking about right now. So let me just share with everyone, Imina, how they can follow along as you share what you brought to us. You would go into the webpage. If you're on the webpage to listen to the webinar, if you're on that page, then you know to click the orange offer button underneath Imina's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you would go to WOTAShow, that's WOTASHOW.com. Right, that's the main website. You put in a forward slash, and you put in Imuna's name, which is spelled E-M-U-N-A-H, E-M-U-N-A-H, just six lovely letters, and the number 10. So it's WOTAShow.com/Imuna, which is E-M-U-N-A-H, and the number 10. Everything's lowercase, and you'll be looking at a page that says Star Seeds to Star Blossoms, and Imuna, you've brought us three options today, package A, package B, package C. Could you take us through and let us know what's included?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And I am, you know, I've just really been tuning into this process. Some of you have worked with me before, and it's this constant evolution of what's next, what do we need next? And this is what showed up that I created with the spirit team. So I'm super excited about it because it feels like it's the exact next step for us. So basically what we've got here is we're going to be doing a special reset for starseeds. So this is you, some of you experienced the energy transfer reset, and this is where I work with the intergalactic guides, the Arcturians, the Palladians. Literally, your star families are coming to help clear the energy. But this one, I've been told, is specifically for getting you activated, right? We've done other clearings, and we've had to clear more and more dense energies. But now that we're clearing more energies, this special ETR is specifically to wake up, blossom you, activate you, make sure we take any maleficent, malware, any of those devices I talked about, we are going to remove them and have you anchored in your power. And also so you can get more comfortable bringing in the fifth to 13th dimensional energies. Every time you go through this process, you're able to hold more light, more truth, more connection, and really feel that connection. So that's the first thing, is a group energy transfer reset for starseed specifically to bloom you open. And that'll be a live transmission that you will have access to, and it will be recorded so you can listen again and again. Now, everyone is going to get in any package the Starseed Decree. And the Starseed Decree, and we're going to experience it later at the end of the call, this is our written word. This is our decree to use our words to call forth our full blossoming, our awakening, our divine protection. It was channeled through me. And you get the PDF of that, and then you also, in the written form, and then you get the MP3 to listen to. So package A includes the Starseed Decree bonus, the audio, as well as the transmission, the ETR reset for blooming. And so that's package A, and that's just $47. So you can all be able to experience that. And then package B comes with the same, the group energy transfer reset for starseeds activation. But I'm really excited about this. I created a guided journey to guide you to your home star planet. So basically, I'm going to take you on a journey through a meditative guide, an MP3, so you'll have it to listen to again and again, and we're going to connect and go to your star family. You're going to feel them. You're going to receive healing from them. You're going to be able to receive downloads and the energy, and then I'm going to guide you back here with all that information so you're grounded, connected, and you can bloom and bring that into the earth. So I'm super excited about that meditation. I've also created two more meditations for you. So one is the Selvern Self-Guided Spiritual Hygiene Practice. This is going to be a 20-minute meditation that you can do when you want to tune in, really clean your energy field, get in that sovereign space. And I've set it up to be that it opens you up for inspiration. So you listen to it and you get to hear, what's my next step? What am I being guided, right? So this is meditation to have you in your sovereignty so you can be connected to the force and really follow the truth, feeling supported. And then I made a 5-minute one. So the times when you don't have, you know, 17 to 20 minutes to meditate, you've got 5 minutes to just protect yourself, take care of your energy so you can move through the earth, you know, sovereign. So that is package B. Comes with all of the meditations along with the energy transfer reset, starseed activation, and the decree. And then that's $87. And then package C is everything in package A and B. So you get all the meditations and you get the activation, as well as you get a private session with me and my team to activate, reveal, help you bloom, right? We're bringing all our energy to you and bathing in the rainbow frequencies, helping clear any dense energies. You'll get downloads, messages, and you can bring any questions you have for the spirit team. And that would be over phone or Skype. It's 50 minutes and it's recorded for you. So that would be package C with a private session. So that's what came through. Again, I'm super excited. I can't wait to guide you through the activation. It's just, I'm getting hot. My whole body is heating up talking about it. There's a lot of power and energy here. And it's funny, the team, they're just gathered around. They're so excited to work with us and get us all online. Like, I feel so grateful for them. I really do. I'm just so honored and grateful for their support. And, you know, this is a direct process of me doing this work and connecting to my starseed family of origin and really listening for what's mine to do. And I feel them. And then it's just the perfect example of shining that sovereign light and then helping other people bloom. And that's what we're holding for each and every one of you. That is, you come on board and you connect and you keep doing these practices, that you get to shine and be that bloom and that light for others. And, you know, all of this is all new. It's nothing that's repeated. So these are all new guided meditations that have come through to support us at this time.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for making certainly the Package A at such a very generous price point so that most people can take advantage of that and be included. So wonderful. I know that a lot of people have done the energy transfer reset process before, but this one is very specific, right? It's very, very
different. This is specific to activate and bloom. And okay. Every time you do the energy transfer reset, you open to receive more energies. People that do it on a continual basis are really opening up their telepathic communication, their communication with their guides, and being able to hold more high frequency energy. You know, as I was preparing for this call, I thought, oh my goodness, the amount of energy that's coming through my body. It's huge, but we have to actually train ourselves to hold that level of energy, and then we get to really light up the world. So every time you experience it, it's helping you hold more frequency. And again, this one is very specific for activating star seeds to bloom.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to the community. I'm always so, you know, I get so warm and blissed out whenever I see these beautiful offers, because the work is so deep. And so I just invite everyone to feel into this. If you've worked with Immuna before, then you know what these energy transfer resets can do. If you haven't worked with Immuna before, this is a wonderful opportunity, especially because everyone, regardless of which package you decide is going to be part of your life, is you get the starseed decree. And so that's, we're all going to experience that in just a little while. I'm assuming we're going to experience maybe just a shortened version of that today.
Yeah, it's going to be about 5 minutes meditation and then the decree. It's not very long, but powerful.
Okay. lovely. Okay. All right, everyone. So that's available to you. You'll get the link if you're not in front of your computer or something right now. You'll get the link sent via email tonight. And of course, if you go to the website, the Wisdom of the Ancients website, it'll be there as well. That's where the replays are going to be as well a little bit later. So if you didn't get the chance to take a peek at this, you can peek at it a little bit later. Okay. Well, beautiful. I'd love to go back to the phones and see if we can some more people. So let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So Fort Lauderdale on the phone, 3299, and you're live with Immuna.
Hi. I'm B. My name is B.
Hi, B.
Awesome, B.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for
I, your energies, both of your energies are fantastic. I wanted to see where I'm from, like most people, and then also what my purpose is. So if you could share that, that'd be awesome.
Let me tune in, and thank you so much, right? Like attracts like. We're in resonance.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Your energy is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, and this is part, you know, it's interesting the way they're showing it to me. They're showing me like you're this kind of spiritual cheerleader. Like you cheer people on, you bring the light. You're like, yeah, go with the light, go with the truth. Woo-hoo! Very celebratory, and that's a powerful energy. So your joy, your celebration, your inspiration, you're saying, come on, keep going, we got this. Yeah, I see you, yeah. It's that kind of camaraderie. So just like even, you know, we were making the analogy of the home team and we were all on these teams, your energy is like the support that says, yeah, keep going. Woohoo, you got this. Yeah. You know, so that feels really part of your purpose. And then what planet you are most connected to, what star? I'm getting the Pleiades very strong. Let's see if there's anything else. And some Andromedan. And those are both really these benevolent places of love and peace, right? And you're, again, you've got this inspiring energy. So you're, if that might show up in just cheering people on when they're down, or maybe you write something that's just really inspirational, or you, you know, you cheer someone up, you smile, but it's this energy of inspiration and joy cheerleading people on. So thank you, because I got to feel that today as soon as you came on.
Oh,
thank
you
so
much.
Oh,
my God, I'm feeling it. You guys are giving me all this great energy booms.
Woo, yes.
Thank you very much.
Well,
many blessings, and you be safe.
Blessings. Yeah,
thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're part of it, B. We're all part of it. Everyone here, we're all... I always think of it as, you know, we're fireflies, because that's the analogy that always comes to me. We're all these points of light on this grid. And, you know, together we can just really light up the grid. I mean, like, light it up.
I
mean,
beautiful.
Just light it up.
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay. We haven't gone to Hawaii for a while. So Hawaii.
Ooh, aloha.
Hawaii, aloha. 2752, you're on live.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha, everybody. Wow, this is my first time on the phone. Thank you for having me.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I would like to know if I'm a starseed and which planets am I associated with, please.
And what's your name?
Lara.
Lara, let me tune in. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm getting Andromedan really strong and Lyrian. Yeah, Lyrian. So Lyrians are kind of like songstress, creative, very lyrical. So song and music feels important, but also the Andromedan energy, like balance, justice, righteousness.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in all the way from Hawaii. And we'll see you on the phones again. Blessings to you.
You too. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, let's go to the web again. Okay, this is Emily from the Blue Mountains. And Emily says, I've been saying it's time to bloom. So, and Emily's not the first person who wrote that, or the only person. So this is definitely in the space. Emily is saying, I am a starseed. I'd love to know my stars. I guess I'm from a, she's getting that she's from a water world, so somewhere where there might be water.
Yeah, there definitely is a connection to water and very mermaid, mystical. Let's see here. It's almost like I'm feeling strong Atlantis, like, and it's like part of like gone into the water. And there's just the waters, and the waters also represent the depth, right? The depths of your soul, the deepness that you can hold, the great mystery, the great expansion. So I feel very strong that Atlantean connection, and I'm also getting a Syrian connection as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, Aiden from Denver, what is my planet or star family, and what is my purpose?
Aiden. Palladian, and being grounded in love and justice and peace. So again, you know, for all of us, the more we're grounded and then broadcasting these frequencies that we came to broadcast, and this is why we've created these meditations and supports, and because really that's all there is to do. Get into that sovereign place, bring in these energies connected to your planet, meditate with them, be with them, and then your next steps will be revealed from that energy, because that's the energy you're here to transmit. So sometimes when we're not doing that, we may try things, and I feel this for you, Aiden, but it's very relevant for everyone, and we may start things and stop things, like they don't take traction. And part of that is because we're here to be grounded in our sovereignty and bringing it in from the truest transmission. So if you're not coming from the transmission that you're meant to and grounded, it doesn't really have a place. It's like lies flat. So again, this is the importance of us being in our sovereignty, taking care of our energy, then being connected and bringing in these higher frequencies that we came to deliver to the earth, and then trusting that. Right, which we can do when we feel connected and supported.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful. Lovely, lovely. I think I'm getting the feeling that it's time for the decree and the meditation, Nina.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Perfect. And I just want to let people know I am happy to come to the group. And if you bring your questions there, I'll make a post and you can, I'll spend some time there to serve you because I can feel everyone wants to know. And then when you have this information, you'll be able to go through the journey and through the meditation to connect deeper. So thank you everyone for listening. So much love, and let's go ahead and get into our process. Very excited. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I just tell people about the group? Because I not everyone is actually in the group.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, great.
So what Amina is saying is that Amina is going to, after the show sometime, Amina is going to go to Wisdom of the Ancients group. And that's the actual name of the group. It's got the word group in it. So just type in Wisdom of the Ancients group. And if you're not a member, you have to join. And make sure you, it's an automated process if you just answer the questions saying that you'll be nice and play in the energy with everyone. So make sure you answer the questions, you automatically add it. And then Amina's going to go to the group and she's going to post and she's going to say, okay, I'm here. I'll do readings on, you know, what star I'm from or if I'm a star seed. And so just ask her the question. So she'll tell you the question to ask. And just ask her the question, like in the comments. And she'll go through and do that. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Amina, but I want to make sure.
No, I love that. Thank you.
Everyone
knew. Yeah, it's a powerful group for people to have.
Where to go. Yeah, yeah, where to go after the call. Okay. All right.
Okay, beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's get to it. So everybody, we've been in lots of energy. Who knows if you're vibrating like we are, but we're going to ground. We're going to get into our sovereignty. So first, before we do the decree, I'm going to walk you through getting into your sovereign self meditation. So closing your eyes, centering yourself in your heart, taking some breaths, just letting yourself be right here, right now. Taking two more breaths, just dropping in, letting yourself know you're safe, you're supported, feeling your feet on the floor. If you're laying down, feel the bed or the chair supporting you. You are safe, you are supported. And the first thing we do is we invoke. And so we say, thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this experience. I'm so grateful for each and everyone listening right here and right now to these words, that's hearing this call, that's being activated and waking up to their energy. Thank you, Creator, for helping us walk in our sovereignty, our light, our peace, our truth, having the courage to be who we came here to be. Be with us as we move into this meditation and take our power back and hold our decree of sovereignty and light, and really remember we are the ones we've been waiting for. It's time. And so thank you, Creator, as we each ground down into the earth, grounding down, seeing your grounding cord, right? We are all here, earthlings, on a purpose. And so I want you to expand your grounding cord, right? Some of you have been, I don't know if I want to be here, especially as it's getting more intense here. Ah, get me out of here. Let me go home. No, you're here on a purpose and you are guided and you are meant to be here. So we're dropping your grounding cord down and really feel yourself connecting to the earth. Beautiful divine Mother Earth, thank you. We're so grateful to be here with you, supporting you. Feel yourself rooting into the earth. Whoo, nice. I just felt this all drop in deeper. Beautiful. And notice how that feels in your body when you choose to be here, grounded, solid. It's going to make much more impact than when you're not grounded. We're here to be embodied, embodied light warriors in our sovereignty. And so from this grounded place, we call upon our crown of sovereignty. And we see that crown and we place it right above our head at our crown chakra. And that beautiful crown of sovereignty reminds us we are sovereign. We are in our power. We are in our truth. And that crown has a beautiful cord, like an umbilical cord of golden light, and it goes directly to source energy. And so feel yourself connected to source, connected to the force, grounded here on the earth. Beautiful, beautiful. And we're also connecting to your starseed families of origin and asking them to surround you, to support you, and to beam you with their love, their light, their truth. May you feel them. And then we add, so we have this beautiful energy around us, and you're grounded, and you're connected in your sovereign space. And one other way that we protect ourselves that the Arcturians gave us is to step into our crystalline capsule. So imagine a big, beautiful crystal, and you're literally standing in the center of it, grounded to the earth, connected to your star family, connected through your sovereignty, and declaring your space free and clear. And so it's from this space that we're going to do the Star Seed Decree. And so just receive these words in your heart and your soul from this sovereign space energetically, letting the truth set you free. It's time. You are ready. You are remembering. You have purpose. It is time to bloom. Your time is now. And you can repeat these words in your mind or out loud, whatever feels true for you in your heart. I am sovereign. I am light. I stand in truth. I am a star seed that is now a star blossom. I am here on a purpose, on a divine mission. I declare dominion and mastery over my energy, my form, my mind, and my body temple. I release any and all energy, control, programs that have held any power over me. I discreate this now. By the power invested in me as a sovereign being of love, I am awake. I have free choice and free will. I take my power back fully. In this moment, I remember. I remember. I stand in the knowing that I am connected. I am divine. I am here to remember and know who I am. From this knowing, I create and allow myself to fully blossom. It's safe for me to reveal my beauty, my wisdom, my love, my light. I shine bright. I believe in myself. I believe in my mission, and I believe in my purpose. I courageously walk my path, trusting each step will come as I trust the light that I am. I walk surrounded in love, light, and truth. I am aligned, connected, loved, safe, and free. I am sovereign. I am. I am. I am. And take a deep breath, letting all of that integrate in your cells, in your body. Filling your crystalline capsule with this truth that you can broadcast. And I'm being guided to see us all take our lightsaber. So you might in your hand get that lightsaber of the light and stand in your sovereignty, knowing you're powerful, you're true, you're protected, you're guided, and it's safe for you to shine your light. Taking some deep breaths, just letting everything integrate, feeling the love, the support, and grounding it into the earth. You are loved. It is time. Let's bloom.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And really imagine what it would be like if you did that every day and felt held, connected, safe, right? This is the time, and this is how you do it.
Thank you so much, Amina, for your energy today and sharing with us about blooming and standing in our sovereignty. It's been so wonderful to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for your lovely, lovely offer and the time that you're going to spend with the community. I'm very, very appreciative of all the transmissions and transmutations that is yet to occur when you meet with people. I know that we've got so many people in the community who just love to work with you and enjoy your work and just really feel that they get so much out of the sessions and these healings and the group work that you do. So thank you so much for being here again. It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you. Such an honor. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for shining your light, my brother. And thank you to everyone, right? Because it takes us all and we're becoming sovereign, awake, and shining that light together. Like you said, I love that. The fireflies of light, right? Shining our light. So
yeah.
I'm so deeply grateful.
Warrior fireflies.
That's nice. That feels like a nice masculine feminine balance. Warrior fireflies.
Yeah,
I like
that's that. That's the tribe. All right. Speaking of the tribe, thank you everyone, beautiful souls, for being here. I mean, really, you created this. This is your orb. This is your show. Thank you so much, everyone, for manifesting this so that we can all play in the energy, so we can all up level and upgrade. It's really important, especially during these times, that we come together and come together in a strong way and stay together, right? So thank you everyone for being here.
I'm sending you all a big kiss. I just feel like sending you a kiss right now. So
thank you. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the ancient ones, we thank those spoken and unspoken, known and unknown, who are here with us now, who have brought us all together and supporting us. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. We thank all our star families, our soul families, from all across all multiverses. We ask that we may be clear channels to connect. We ask that we may be clear channels to channel that which is truth and that which we need to know right now. Blessings, everyone. Blessings, blessings. Love you all. Namaste. Bye now.